الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, beloved brothers and elders, Surah Taha, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention of Musa alayhi salam's incident being sent to Fir'aun. Allah speaks of how Musa alayhi salam should go with his brother Harun alayhi salam. And Allah makes mention to them, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. When you're speaking to Fir'aun, Allah is speaking to the most favored person at that time, Musa alayhi salam. Going to the most notorious tyrant at the time, Fir'aun. Allah tells Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, when you're talking to Fir'aun, then watch your tone. Talk with gentleness. Talk in a way that's soft and calm. Why? In that way, he probably would take advice or he'll end up doing some good by fearing Allah. This was a command given to Musa alayhi salam. Under this ayat, Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes a quotation of Yazid al-Raqashi rahimahullah, who says, يَا مَنْ يَتَحَبَّرُ إِلَى مَنْ يُعَادِيهِ فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ يَتَوَلَّاهُ وَيُنَادِيهِ. He's talking to Allah, Yazid al-Raqashi, and he says, Oh Allah, how do we praise you enough? You are that being who shows so much of love, so much of concern, so much of attention to that person who claimed to be a god. He's claiming Allah's position, but Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam, when you go to him, be kind. So Allah, you're so kind, you're so loving to that person who's going to the nail against whatever you want and breaking your laws. And oh Allah, what's your treatment to that person who loves you and calls out to you? This man rejected Allah. Allah instructed Musa alayhi salam, be kind to him. Those who turn to Allah, what favor and what attention Allah shows towards them. It shows the mercy of Allah. And also it teaches us the value that every single person who subscribes to Allah, who believes in Allah, who calls out to Allah, the value that he holds in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the respect that you and I need to show to such a person. So when we are advising, when we are speaking, when we see a wrong, we notice a wrong, it has to be corrected. But it must be done within the limits and the ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to do it. Yes, we have to speak, we have to correct. We have to adjust and make sure the person is doing the right thing and refrain from the wrong. But in the process, we can never forget that we also are human beings and what should be our approach and the condition of our hearts when we are speaking to such a person. Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they taught us very, very beautifully. That when you have this type of a situation,
Yes, you and I as human beings, we charged with a duty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains one of the specialities of this ummah is to command good and prevent evil. But not forgetting that we also have a heart, we also have a path to move on. We can't get so locked up in someone and begin to admonish him in such a way that we begin running him down, and in the process we begin our path to destruction. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quotes an incident. He mentioned an incident. The narration is recorded in Sunan Abi Dawood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كان في بني إسرائيل رجلان متأخرين. There were two men in the Banu Israel who were brothers, like brothers. They were close friends and associates. One person, Muznib, he was involved in wrong, sin and haram. The other, Mujtahidun fil ibadah, not just doing ibadah and worshipping Allah, but exerting himself to a great degree in ibadah, in nafal worship. So the worshipper would always advise, he would come and remind the sinner that leave out your sins. But the reminding was done overstepping the mark. And the other is reminding in such a way that it begins to become irritating. It begins to become a little bit of an egg. So he tells him, the sinner tells this man, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي أَبُعِثْتَ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا. Leave me to my Rabb. I know I'm wrong, but I've got a Rabb and I'm going to turn to Allah in that. I want to ask you, have you been sent as someone over me who has to follow every move, who has to watch every deed I'm doing in public and in private? Then this man, this worshipper, he got upset. And he said, Wallah, Allah will never enter you into Jannah. Allah will never forgive your sins. Both of them passed away and they were brought before Allah. Allah looks at that man engaged in ibadah and he tells him, did you have any knowledge regarding me? You made a statement, I'll never forgive this man. Did you have any knowledge? أَكُنْتَ بِعَالِمَا. Did you have any knowledge regarding me? Do you have any power over my decisions? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then looks at the person who was a sinner. The man had hope in Allah's mercy. He kept on turning to Allah in his own way, in his own time. Allah says that this man, أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ بِرَحْمَتِي. Go enter Jannah because of my mercy. And the other person, Allah addressed the malaika, اِذْهَبُوا بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. Take him to the fire of Jahannam. He was engaged in ibadat. The other man was engaged in sin. This man who was engaged in sin was hopeful of Allah's mercy. This man engaged in ibadat was doing a great work and great deeds. But unfortunately, in his response towards this person, he overstepped the mark. He may have looked down at him and he mentioned the statement, Allah will never forgive you. This costed him his akhirat. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comments under this hadith and he says, فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَدْ تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَوْبَقَتْ عَلَيْهِ دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتَهُ. This man mentioned such a statement that this one line, this one statement, Allah will never forgive you, it destroyed his dunya and his akhirat. He fell into such a problem because of the way he spoke to this person, teaching us a lesson. You and I also will have to engage in teaching people, in correcting people. But always remember that you and I also have a journey. So talk to him, address him, advise him, don't despise him. Apprise him, don't publicize him. Help him to get out of his problem, but don't put him further in. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed by one person, and this man was guilty of a crime. People around him, they were ridiculing him. They were reviling him. They were running him down. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu noticed, being a sahabi, he wanted to correct the situation. He addressed these people who were running him down. He asked them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَجَدْتَهُ فِي قَلِيبٍ أَلَمْ تَكُنْ مُسْتَخْرِجِيهِ. If you found this man stuck, abandoned, in one well beneath the ground. He was stuck, he couldn't make his way out.
If you found him in this position and situation, would you have taken him out? He replied, Bala, of course. He's our brother, we gotta take him out. So he said, when he was, if he's in the problem of a well, you're gonna pull him out. Now when he's in the problem of committing a crime and a sin, why are you pushing him further? Help him out. And he said, he advised them, La tasubuhu, don't insult him, don't revile him, do not attack his respect and personality. But wahmadullaha alladhi afakum. If you want to say something, if you want to bring something on your lips after correcting him, don't look down, don't run him down. Praise Allah for saving you. Praise Allah for protecting you. And then they asked him, but don't you dislike this man? Don't you have some type of reservation for him? He said, إِنَّمَا أُبْغِذُ عَمَلَهُ فَإِذَا تَرَكَهُ فَهُوَ أَخِي. I got no reservation for him. I love him as a human. I love him as an ummati. I love him as a dislike is his action. When this man leaves the action, he's my brother. I'm ready to embrace him. It's not the man I dislike. Hate the sin, not the sinner. The man is involved. All he's going to do is remove that. Remember, our work is to remove and cure the disease, not to wipe out the patient. Our work is to remedy the disease and the illness, not to wipe out the patient. Focus on the wrong, not on the person that's doing the wrong. This was Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he also gives an advice. He said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخَاكُمْ قَارَفَ ذَنْبًا فَلَا تَسُبُّهُ فَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ تَقُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ الْعَنْهُ اللَّهُمَّ اخْزِهِ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he advises people, he says, it's possible, it's likely, it's genuine, it's going to happen. You're going to see people, you're going to see your own brethren, your own kind, your own fraternity, doing wrong. When you see that, you notice that, it comes before you, what's your duty? Do not help shaitan against your brother. How? By cursing him. Oh Allah, curse this man. Oh Allah, disgrace him. Oh Allah, let him fall. Let his sins be exposed. No, you're not doing anything good for him. Why? Shaitan's ultimate goal is just as his regime and his curse. He wants everyone, every human, every child and all the progeny of Adam alayhi salam to also be cursed. Shaitan is disgraced. He wants everyone to be disgraced like him. When you're going to curse your brother, you're aiding the path, the work, the mission of shaitan. The mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was different. See how we can uplift. See how we can magnify people's sins, lift them up and be of help and service to them. Then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, he told them that لا تسبوهو, don't insult the man. But sallallahu al-afiya. Ask Allah for afiyat. Afiyat here means, ask Allah to guide him, take him out. Don't use your power of dua to curse. Use your power of dua to help, to remove him out of whatever he's going through. This is where you're supposed to be directing your dua. And then he said, ask for afiyat and also ask for protection for yourself, because you don't know where you're going to end up. Then he would say, Inna kunna أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا نقول في أحد شيئا حتى نعلم على ما يموت فإن ختم له بخير علمنا أنه أصاب خيرا وإن ختم له بشر خفنا عليه عملا. He says the Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what was their habit? How did they conduct themselves? Their way was, whenever we saw someone doing anything wrong, we wouldn't comment and attack the personality. We wouldn't say anything regarding him. We would correct his wrong, but we wouldn't attack the man. Why? Because we wouldn't say anything regarding anyone until we know how he dies and how he ended. If he ended in a good way, we know this man was good. And unfortunately, if his end was bad, then we know we would fear his actions. We would be fearful regarding this person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith,
والذي لا إله إلا غير لا إله إلا هو.
He takes an oath in Allah's name. He says, إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينها وبينه إلا ذراع ثم يسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها.
Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, people, any one of you, it's likely, it's possible that you're leading a pious life. You've got piety all over you. Your face is brimming with beauty, with nur, with light. You've got the sunnah all over you. But, and you're doing the works of Jannah. You're striving, you're thriving, you're moving in the direction with such speed and velocity, doing the works of the people of Jannah. But then, only Allah knows what's written for you. Something that's predestined comes over you. And as a result, you take a 360 degree turn. You were doing the works of the people of Jannah, but now you start doing the works of the people of Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you were so close to Jannah, ما يكون بينها وبين إلا ذراع. Only one zira. There's only one hand span from my fingers to the elbow. This amount of space is left for this person to enter Jannah. But then taqdeer intervenes. Something written for him falls on him. And he starts doing the work of the people of Jahannam. And he enters the fire of Jahannam. Allah save and protect us. And on the contrary, there are people who are doing the works of the people of Jahannam. They are wrong. They're speaking wrong. They're doing wrong. Until between that person and Jahannam is only one zira. Only one zira, approximately, just a few centimeters. Just over a ruler space. One zira, half a meter between him and Jahannam. And then something comes in between. Allah's tawfiq rains on this man. And he begins doing the works of the people of Jannah, and he enters Jannah through Allah's mercy. Allah make us these people now. We often hear when Yunus Patel sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to sing, used to say one couplet. Something for us to keep in mind. Our topic is that we've got to always respect people. We have to stop the wrong, undoubtedly. It's our duty. But don't take it to heart and begin looking down at people, because that can cost us our dunya and our akhirat. Mahesh Patel used to say that kaise, kaise, aise, waise ho gaye, or aise, waise, kaise, kaise ho gaye. Kaise, kaise, aise, waise ho gaye. People who are right on the top, they dropped right to the bottom. And on the contrary, people who are right at the bottom, they were raised right to the top. So the point for us to understand is always, we need to correct, we need to advise. But don't forget, we've got our own journey. We are traveling on our own path. And we must begin with ourselves. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, once Muawiyah, the Amir, he wrote to him, that write to me the names of all the mischief makers in Dimash, in Damascus. So he answered the Amir, he didn't show any disrespect. He said, Mali wa fusaqi Dimash, wa kayfa a'rifuhum. What connection and relationship do I have with these mischief makers? How am I going to know them? His son was seated not far from him. And he said, I'll write the names. I know them very, very well. He writes the names and he shows his father the list. His father looks at the names and he said, the only way for you to know who these mischief makers are is illa wa anta minhum. You must be part of them. That's why you know who they are. So my advice to you is fabda bi nafsik. Start with yourself. Commence with yourself. More than worrying and running down others, commence with yourself. And he never sent that list to the Amir. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guard and protect us. May Allah protect our iman. May Allah grant us mubarak maut. May Allah save and protect us from looking down at anyone in any way. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are his beloved. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.